Everyone has a dream, and they are something that people oftentimes forget about or lose track of. However, we are reminded of them when we are asked, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Or what do you want to do in college? What career path do you want to follow in? What are you interested in? And people like myself may not know at first. We'll do minimal research in the field we think we want to go into and call it a day. But some people don't. Some people remember their dreams and pursue them and chase their aspirations all their life. One of these people that did that is Chris Hadfield, a former Air Force pilot, voice of NASA, and astronaut. Many people look up to him as a role model, a hero, or inspiration and motivation to accomplish their dreams and aspirations. I look up to his work ethic, passion for what he does, and how he took that dream he had when he was just a kid of being an astronaut, developed a love for it, and made it into his reality. This didn't come easily, though. It took time and effort and a constant reminder of what he wanted to do. He couldn't just walk into a space agency and get into a cockpit of a rocket and fly to space or Mars or the moon or anywhere else in the galaxy. So he had to find a way around it. He started flying in the United States Air Force and Canadian Air Force, piloting over 70 different kinds of aircraft over his career. He then found a position at NASA, becoming the voice of mission control and the voice astronauts heard while they were in space conducting experiments and going on missions. As he was doing this, he was given the opportunity to be picked as an astronaut for the Canadian Space Agency during the first astronaut program, being only one of four picked of over 3,500 applicants. And after years of training, he became the first Canadian to walk in space, the first Canadian commander of the ISS, and the first person to ever record a song in space. He did all this over the course of 166 days spent in space, 144 of those days being on the ISS, while conducting experiments, installing new equipment, and making informational videos on the side for YouTube and Twitter for the general public to enjoy, he showed the world what it was like in space, all while knowing he had accomplished his dream. He became an astronaut, the thing he dreamt of his entire life. He worked hard and faced adversity and the lack of opportunities to become one, but found ways to still pursue his aspirations. So, what's stopping you or I from accomplishing your dreams? If a young boy from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, can grow up to be an astronaut, what is stopping you? I believe it comes down to who remembers their dreams and who pursue them each day, knowing that they can accomplish them, to the point where we can see the passion bleed out of them, and it can inspire others to chase their dreams and aspirations. And not all dreams may be achievable at first, but who's to say that a single dream is going to set the course of your life? Who's to say you can't change it? Pursue similar paths and make it the next best thing. It's what Hadfield did. He couldn't achieve his goal at first, so he found the next best thing, while keeping that goal in mind, overall leading to his great success. But we are not Chris Hadfield. There's only one of him, one of you, and one of me. And we all have our own dreams, which is why it's up to us to chase them and accomplish them